The Great Destinations Radio Show.
It's so easy to jump on a plane these days. You'd be forgiven for thinking that the romance of train travel is long gone. But there are still some fabulous journeys on offer by rail. It's just knowing how to find them. I spoke with Jules Stone from the travel website railwaystays.com. Of course, it's sleeping on board the train that'll be the biggest adventure for many travellers, and Jules says there's lots on offer depending on how much you're willing to spend.
In Europe, you know, you tend to have four-person and six-person shared what they call couchettes, and they'll be divided by gender. That can be quite convivial places where in certain parts of the world people will share their food and drink with you and chat to you and maybe teach you a bit of some language basics or something. I mean, for example, in Eastern Europe, you can get, you know, a six-person carriage for about 20-30 euros if you book ahead. So it can be a lot more cost-effective than hotels.
Jules has travelled extensively by train, and he's kindly shared some of his favourite routes with us.
A few in South Africa, Rovos Rail, which is an old-fashioned steam engine which has kind of actual double beds. There's one in Spain called Al Andalus, which goes through Andalusia, and it's absolutely beautiful. And then that one, you sleep in the sleeper carriage, but not while it's moving. So you get the best of both worlds, really. But I'd encourage anyone who hasn't tried sleeping, taking a night train, to do so, because it opens up part of that sort of childlike fun experience of you going to bed in Germany and you're waking up in Poland.
But it's up in the mountains where Jules says you'll get the best scenery.
Rocky Mountain Air is the luxury train that goes, there are various different routes. Most of them come out of Vancouver. There's one route which goes through kind of almost like semi-desert terrain, and then you get into the Rockies the following day. But the Alps are, you know, a very safe bet. Obviously Switzerland, Austria, there's some amazing little mountain kind of narrow gauge railways you can take. There's one called the Brienza Rothorn, which goes up the Rothorn mountain in Interlaken in Switzerland, and halfway up the mountain, you know, the train stops and these people come out and try and sell you these enormous wheels of mountain cheese, you know, and I think once a year they have a special cookout where they cook sausages on the grill of the locomotives. Any of the Glacier Express trains also worth doing. They're not cheap. Think of it in terms of a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Jules says travelling on sleeper trains is usually a pretty smooth experience, even when you're crossing international borders, although there are places where you can run into some problems.
If you're going, you know, kind of into the east, you know, through Russia or China and Asia, places like that, it may be best to prepare for a little bit of the border guards coming on the train and taking your passport and kind of, you know, maybe quizzing you a bit.
And Jules says you can find some surprisingly good food on board the trains.
We really enjoy our meals on the Amtrak trains. It's quite a limited menu. There's only 7 or 8 choices, so you get to know what's good and what's not so good. The food on board Via Rail, Canada's national operator, is really good. And of course, on the luxury trains, that's where you'll have kind of restaurant-level chefs bringing their menus on. So, certainly any kind of Orient Express service.
For details of sleeper trains and railway hotels, check out Jules' website at railwaystays.com.